How can we get rid of the desire for appreciation from others? See, as appreciation can be a craving of the ego, or need for appreciation can also be a natural longing of the human heart. We are people, we are individuals, and we are living in a community. So if you are doing something for the pleasure of devotees, for the pleasure of the community, then at that time, naturally we expect some reciprocation. And that reciprocation can come in the form of appreciation also. So if you're putting a lot of efforts in doing some activity and then some success comes, we naturally expect appreciation. So now, what should not happen is that appreciation be our driving motive alone. Sometimes we, as we advance, we find that we are alone in a project, or we are with people who, where we are striving for high quality work, and then at that time we may be primarily looking at faults so that we can remove those faults. So our desire should be to please Krishna and to please Vaishnavas. And how do we know that they are pleased? I mean, they will appreciate some things. So in that sense, it's natural to expect appreciation. At the same time, that appreciation alone should not be our driving motive. It should be the desire to please. And if we depend too much on appreciation, then we may just become disheartened just because we don't get the appreciation. So meditating on our purpose, why we are doing this particular activity, that helps a lot in moving closer towards a more self-motivated practice of our services. Self-motivated doesn't mean selfishly motivated. Self-motivated means internally powered, without depending on others. Along with that, when others appreciate, at that time we should see appreciation as indirect encouragement. Appreciation as indirect instruction. That means this is the way I can do some service, and this is the way, by Krishna's mercy, I have been gifted to be able to do some quality service. So let me do this well. So when we act in that way, then that appreciation will actually enliven our heart. It won't bloat our ego. And we can occasionally ask also directly, is what am I doing pleasing you? Or is there something else I need to do? But we shouldn't just go around constantly fishing for compliments. That may become make the consciousness down to a little too materialistic or ego-driven a level. But basically, don't worry too much about wanting appreciation. Focus primarily on doing service. Even if we're doing it for the sake of appreciation, at least we're doing service. And gradually that service will purify us. As we become purified, then we will become more and more inspired by the desire to please Krishna and please Krishna's representatives, irrespective of whether there is verbalized appreciation for that service or not. Okay.
No.